All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this. Hello and welcome to the return of the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. And today, the COVID monster returns. Hey, do you remember watching those Godzilla movies of our youth? Oh yeah, in nearly every story, Godzilla seems to appear out of nowhere to inflict untold damage and upset the lives of the people who are affected by his very presence. And just when you thought it was safe to emerge from COVID hiding, he's back! Yes, we were able to get most of this fall's college football season completed in 2021. The never-ending saga of the COVID-19 related issues has been avoided by the most lucrative sports league in America, the National Football League, too. Early season TV ratings had climbed back up to pre-COVID levels as fans packed back into stadiums around the country to enjoy America's favorite fall sport. Football had started to look like it was returning to normal once again, but all of a sudden, the COVID monster's latest movie has been released to inflict more weeks of mayhem across the country. With the advent of this new Omicron variant of the COVID monster spreading faster than I can put grape jelly onto my peanut butter sandwich, the NFL is now being forced to dance with this ornery virus once again. Just as the season was coming down the home stretch, three of the NFL's 16 games were postponed and pushed back to start as late as Tuesday of this week to allow the teams a chance to find enough healthy players able to suit up. Each new day brings an additional group of pro football players who have tested positive during this newest COVID outbreak. Since well over 90% of the NFL's players, though, had already received the COVID vaccinations, the league and the players' union is working together to shorten the time which players must be kept off the field after receiving a positive test. Even the coaches are coming down with this Omicron variant. Last weekend, New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton was not on hand to watch his team shut out Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-0 and move back into possible playoff contention at 7-7 with three games to go in this overly long 17-game NFL season. As soon as Coach Payton was being cleared to return for this weekend, the Saints will now be without quarterbacks Taysom Hill and Trevor Siemian, who were put onto the COVID-19 watch list and are now unavailable for a key Monday night football game against Miami in the Louisiana Superdome. New Orleans was so desperate for a quarterback this week, how desperate were they? That they dialed up retired legend Drew Brees to check on his willingness to make a brief comeback this season. Brees politely declined, and the Saints eventually signed veteran Blake Bortles to join the team. The Saints are going to start rookie Ian Book from Notre Dame, with Bortles serving as a very valuable backup. The Saints' situation is not dissimilar to most other teams around the NFL this week. Key players on a number of teams are being sidelined by positive tests and mandatory waiting periods in order to return to the field. This problem affects nearly every sport right now, both college and professional. The National Hockey League took a more dramatic approach to dealing with the new COVID outbreak as it shut the entire league down this week. The number of available hockey players plummeted and made scheduling extremely difficult. The league stopped all the games this last Wednesday and plans to return to the ice this coming Tuesday. Maybe. The NHL and its players' union agreed this week not to allow the players to participate in February's Beijing Winter Olympic Games in China. The Hockey League is going to utilize that time to catch up on this month's canceled games and try to finish the 82-game regular season schedule. Maybe. And then there's the NBA. They haven't been immune to the Omicron issue either. The league likes to showcase itself on Christmas Day every season with a slate of nationally televised games all day long. The NBA is trying to woo some of the sports fans back over to basketball as the football season comes to a close. The Boston Celtics were without 8 players on Saturday's Christmas Day game against Milwaukee. Kevin Durant was among 7 basketball players for the Brooklyn Nets who were ruled out of their Christmas Day televised matchup with the Los Angeles Lakers. Speaking of basketball and COVID, there are now 62, and counting, college basketball teams which have temporarily paused their seasons as of Sunday, December 26th, due to the return of the COVID monster. If there's any good news within the bad, the college basketball teams are at least getting an extended break from school and the basketball court in order to hopefully stay safe and enjoy a holiday season too. And speaking of college sports affected by this COVID monster, the college football bowl season has now been affected by the current COVID cancellation drama too. Friday's bowl game in Honolulu between the hometown Hawaii Rainbow Warriors and the Memphis Tigers was canceled due to an increasing number of players unavailable due to COVID and also injuries and transfers. Texas A&M has just opted out of its appearance in this coming Friday's Gator Bowl game against Wake Forest, citing numerous COVID issues and player injuries. Fortunately for that game, the 5-7 Rutgers Scarlet Knights have accepted a last-minute bid to replace the Aggies and play in the Friday football game. On Sunday, 2 more college bowl games were completely canceled for the upcoming week due to a lack of available healthy players. The Military Bowl, to be played in Annapolis, Maryland, and the Fenway Bowl, yes, played at Boston's Fenway Park, were canceled because the Boston College Eagles and the Virginia Cavaliers have cited a number of coronavirus issues, season-ending injuries, opt-outs, and transfers. And by the way, keep an eye on how many football teams in college are blaming injuries, opt-outs, and transfers in addition to COVID issues. The lurking COVID monster has the college football world sweating bullets about what might happen by the time this Friday's national semifinal games are finally scheduled to kick off. If either of the 2 games, Alabama versus Cincinnati or Georgia versus Michigan, should be forfeited by one team lacking enough players, the opposing team will receive an automatic pass into the championship game in January. And if for some crazy reason 3 of the 4 teams this Friday should happen to forfeit their games, the lone remaining standing team will be declared this year's national champion. I'm not kidding. I doubt that America's college football fans would be very happy to have their football season decided in that manner. So let's revisit the NFL's COVID issues and think about this. What if this issue should linger into January and start to affect the conclusion of the NFL season? The television partners of the Pro Football League invest incredible sums of money, primarily to capture the viewers during January's playoffs when much of America is normally stuck inside due to cold weather, not just COVID. If the NFL playoffs should require to be significantly delayed, the networks might come knocking on the NFL's door demanding sizable refunds if these games must be played on a Monday or Tuesday with smaller potential television audiences. Can you imagine the confusion nationwide if the annual Super Bowl game scheduled this year for February 13th, a lucky number, huh?
Yes!
Is unable to be played on its normal Sunday night kickoff time due to player health issues? Would the NFL wait for another full week to go by, or just go ahead and play the game on the first available weekday when the players are finally ready to go? Yes, the next few weeks are likely to be filled with a lot of surprises for the sports world, thanks to the reappearance of the COVID monster. That just won't go away. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.